Hello, hello, everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 36. Being a vegan is powerful. The power of becoming a vegan. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Yes, we gotta level up. When becoming a vegan, it helps you to become and feel super powerful. Powerful. When I'm talking about powerful, powerful. Not only on the inside, but the outside. Because me, myself, I'm a vegan, but that's a whole nother story. Let me get focused on now and on talking to each one of you. How are your day going? I hope you're having a super good day. And for those of you newcomers to my podcast, thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday. Do you have any vegans in the house? Any vegans in the house? Say hell yeah, hell yeah. And what about my non-vegans tuning in on this Positive Thursday? Do I got any non-vegans in the house? Say hell yeah. Y'all probably thinking like, what's just going on with Zuri today? Like, she hype? Yes, I am. I am super hype. I'm grateful that God woke me up this morning in my right mind. I have the opportunity to talk to each one of you. I am super excited about this podcast and just excited about life just in general. Although it has been stumbling blocks and obstacles, I know that we all been facing. But if you woke up this morning in your right mind, you are blessed. Now, getting back to today's Positive Thursday topic. The power in becoming a vegan is like your own superhero because of the choice of wanting to be more healthy by eating all good tasty green vegetables and non-meat products. Yum, yum. You get more energy to squeeze in all your daily tasks you have to take care of. It will be like you are Mr. Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man. I'm off of work now. Now I'm at the gym working out for 30 minutes. Now I'm home cooking. Now I'm doing everything that I'm not supposed to be doing. I'm Mr. Pac-Man. Now that's the kind of power you get when you become a vegan. It can help to reduce high blood pressure, diabetes, and other chronic illness that helps to keep the body stable and helps your body to function more better and blood flow in the process, keeping that body more clean. Because I don't know if you listeners ever heard that old saying before, you are what you eat. And that is so true. And also losing weight, which is another powerful benefit of becoming a vegan, which has truly worked for me. Back in 2017, I used to weigh 224 pounds. And now currently, in 2020, I weigh 160 pounds, and that was mostly due to me becoming a vegan, which is one of the best decisions I ever made in my life, which is powerful. It made me feel powerful within myself. It made me feel more confident, and also it made me feel like I can do anything that I set my mind to. That's how it made me feel. So to see my before and after picture of how I used to weigh when I was 224 pounds and my current picture, go to ZuriFlower8 on Instagram and you can see my before and after picture and you can check it out for yourself. Okay, moving forward, everyone. Let me see. He's had a different vehicle. This is my
everyone. I know y'all heard a little bit of noise in the background. It sounded like I was talking to someone else. Well, actually, when I do this recording, I be talking live. So I bumped into my current boss from my other job, and it was a brief conversation. So I was still trying to stay focused and multitask and talk to each one of you. So anyway, as I was saying about how being a vegan and becoming a vegan can be so powerful because it also helps to reduce high blood pressure, it lowers your cholesterol, it reduces anxiety and depression. I mean, it has so many good benefits of becoming a vegan. And I know many of you that's not a vegan, you're probably thinking, okay, I can't have my meat, like I used to. I decided to become a vegan. if you're not vegan, for those of you listening that's not a vegan, if you want to try it for yourself, try it out. You can try it out for a week and see how you like it. I'm telling you, you're going to feel a whole difference in your body. And once y'all do that, try it out for a whole week, if you can. I would love to hear your feedback from, you know, how did it make you feel after the 7 day? And email me on this podcast. I mean, send me a message on this podcast. And also, you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. Funny, everyone. I had some really funny. It's going to be faux fun. This is what I have to say. When you have to go to the bathroom and do a number two, it will come out nice and smooth without you being constipated, because you're eating more of the green stuff, leaving all that fatty, salty foods all behind. Bye-bye. That's when you become a vegan, that's how I can make you feel powerful, because you can go to the bathroom without feeling constipated because you're eating more vegetables and stuff. And I can even agree for that for myself, because I do eat a lot of vegetables. I love my salad. I love my zucchini. You know, and I can be very creative with it as well. It don't just be all plain. I add a little twist to it to make it really, really, really tasty. And I know some of you who are vegans, listeners, just tuning in today, I know y'all make y'all vegetables really good and tasty as well, too. Which is nothing wrong with that. And then, you know, if you have kids, like my kids, they love vegetables. My kids, they love my broccoli. They love all the vegetables that I make, even though they're older now. But growing up, when they was younger, I made sure they ate vegetables. That was, like, you know, very important to me. And they loved it. Because you know how some kids, they don't like vegetables at all. So how's the weather where y'all at? What's going on? And I want to ask, I have a question for each one of you listeners as well, too. For those of you who are vegans, after this podcast is over, I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear your stories, actually, about, you know, how have becoming a vegan changed your lives. And for those of you listeners who want to become a vegan and want to try the 7-day vegan challenge, I want to hear your stories after y'all finish this 7-day trial, as far as, you know, being a vegan, like not eating no meats, just eating all protein and vegan stuff. Try it out for like a whole week. And then once that 7-day period over, please send me an email at zoeflower8@gmail.com and send me a message on this email. I have a brief article I want to share with y'all about how becoming a vegan is so powerful and how it's changing so many people's lives all around the world. Give me a second, everyone. Vegan. The power it gives you more energy to want to be intimate with that special someone. Yee-haw! Get it. Let me stop. I'm so silly. I am a super silly. I can be so silly. I want to go. I have, this is what I want to say. Let me slow down. Let me share this article with y'all. And then after I share this brief, interesting article with y'all about how powerful it is to become a vegan. And how super fun it is. And I can say that for myself. Let me pull this article up right now. I found the article that I was looking for. Thank y'all for your patience. Y'all are so awesome. So it says this. This is a good article. It's by Healthline.com. It's a whole section on what it is to become a vegan. And also it has plant-based as well, too. The difference between what is plant-based, a vegan, and plant-based vegan. Excuse me, everyone. So it says, what it means to be vegan. Being vegan reaches beyond diet and also describes a lifestyle that one chooses to lead on a daily basis. Veganism is generally defined as living in a way that avoids consuming or using lead daily basis. Excuse me, I'm going to read that again. Veganism is generally defined as living in a way that avoids consuming, using, or exploitation of animals as much as realistic possibility, while it leaves room for individual preferences and barriers. The overall intent is that minimal harm is done to animals through life choices. In addition to expanding animal products from their diets, people who label themselves as vegan typically avoid purchasing items that were made from tested on animals. This also includes clothing, personal care products, shoes, and household goods. For some vegans, this may also mean avoiding medications or immunizations. That's a whole nother story. But you can find this full article about plant-based plant-based and what it is to be a vegan is on healthline.com. And another reason I want to also mention to each one of you is that being a vegan is powerful because for myself, I'm an animal lover. I love animals. In the beginning, I didn't think that way. Like, you know, I'm eating an animal and how they torture these animals when they kill them. But I know some people got to eat, but that's a whole nother story. But it's powerful to be a vegan. It is so powerful. And I'm so happy to share this topic with each one of you. I know that this is not going to be a long podcast today, but next week I'll have a full podcast. But becoming a vegan is super awesome. I mean, and it's not only good for your mind and body, but also good for mental health. And it can help change people's lives in the process. I know, like, as for myself, when I became a vegan, which was been like almost about 3 years ago, I decided that I also wanted to do more as far as like talking more to people about how eating right, how it changed my life. You know, with me being 217 pounds, excuse me, with me weighing 224 pounds back in 2017, and then I'm down to 160. So when I stopped eating meat, you know, my weight just started to drop like crazy. And then also, I got help from a trainer, and I went to Weight Watchers once a week. So it does play a big difference in health. I really totally believe that. And whatever you choose to become a vegan or not, you know, is a choice. You know, we all have a choice. We live in America, and that's what's so beautiful about it, because we have the opportunity to do things that some people don't have the opportunities to. And I believe that promoting health, good health, you know, I believe that that's bringing positivity in a world with all the negativity going on. And I also want to say this as well, too. I just want to say I thank each one of you for listening to me on this Positive Thursday podcast. You know I've been like kind of like talking fast and trying to, you know, share information with you how powerful it is to become a vegan. There's been so much going on. I'm going to be honest with each one of you. I'm going to be transparent. I'll be multitasking. I know each one of you be multitasking. Y'all got families and jobs. And I try to do my best each and every Positive Thursday to deliver each topic to y'all. And I just say thank you again. And I'm so happy that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because it is powers and in numbers. You can connect with me on Zoe at ZoeFlower8 Instagram and check out my before and after picture of my weight loss. And you can follow me on Twitter at ZoeFlower Twitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, ZoeFlower YouTube page. And check out my healthy food want to go every Wednesday. And that's also on my YouTube page. God bless each one of you. And y'all stay safe. And send me some feedback from this podcast. I want to hear your stories. For those of you that want to try becoming a vegan. I want to hear. I want to see if y'all want to try that challenge. That 7-day challenge. Well, I had discussed it. I want to see if y'all want to try to do that 7-day challenge. And not eating no meat. And try to just eat just like fruits and more vegetables. And also, I want to say this too, for you vegans that's tuning in, I want to hear your stories of how becoming a vegan changed your life. Send me a message on this podcast, or y'all can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. I didn't have a drink, y'all. I know I'm talking fast. God bless y'all, and relax and enjoy the rest of your week. I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless.
Level up. All this on me so yummy. All this up so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up. All this on me so yummy. All this up so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Them old mistakes are gone. I won't do them no more. more. That's whole news, that's new news. I done did that before. I turn nothing to something. My comeback on 100. Less talking, more action. You just go CC coming. I just keep elevating. No losses, just upgrading. My lessons made blessings. I turn that into money. They gotta never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning. Like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. So yummy, know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this up so yummy. Know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. They freeze, get dropped like weight. Oh. Team love, don't want no hate. Yo. I'm grinding, oh. I'm shining, oh. Up, up, I'm on my way. Hey. Thank God I never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning, like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. So yummy, know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sounds so yummy. Know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. All this sounds so level, on another level. Elevate your level, level, graduate your level. There's no one on it, nah, nah, nah. Before I turn nothing to something, my comeback on 100. Less talking, more action. You just go CC coming. I just keep elevating. No losses, just upgrading. My lessons made blessings. I turn that into money. They gotta never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning. Like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. So yummy, know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sounds so yummy. Know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. They freeze, get dropped like weight. Oh. Team love, don't want no hate. Nope. I'm grinding, oh. I'm shining, oh. Up, up, I'm on my way. Hey. Thank God I never settle. Nope. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning, like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. So yummy, know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sounds so yummy. Know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy. All this sounds so level, on another level. me so yummy. All this stuff so yummy. Do you want this yummy? Yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up.
Yes, we gotta level up. When becoming a vegan, it helps you to become and feel super powerful. Powerful. When I'm talking about powerful, powerful. Not only on the inside, but the outside. Because me, myself, I'm a vegan, but that's a whole nother story. Let me get focused on now and on talking to each one of you. How are your day going? I hope you're having a super good day. And for those of you newcomers to my podcast, thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday.